Welcome to this new edition of the Daily Bay Pay Forum News Podcast. My name is Cindy and today is August 17, 2023. Today's sponsor is PayCademy.com, an online school where you can learn payments and fintech 24 hours a day, 7 days a week from over 220 different courses. Coinbase partners with Trustly for Canada expansion. Open banking payments provider Trustly has announced a partnership with cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase as part of the latter's expansion into Canada. Cebuana Luliay Bank partners with Temenos. Philippines-based Cebuana Luliay Bank has partnered with Switzerland-based Temenos to modernize its core banking platform. Klar obtains $100 million debt facility. Mexico-based digital financial services platform Klar has obtained a $100 million debt facility to expand its credit products in the North American country. Charge After partners with Wells Fargo. U.S.-based multi-lender point-of-sale platform Charge After has partnered with Wells Fargo to expand its embedded lender network. Param acquires Twisto and furthers its European expansion. Turkey-based fintech Param has acquired Czech-based BNPL provider Twisto and furthered its European expansion. Endava partners with AcceptPayments.com. Digital transformation, agile development, and intelligent automation services provider Endava has partnered with AcceptPayments.com. Utrip integrates with Apple Pay. Utrip, a multi-currency digital wallet, has integrated with Apple Pay aiming to provide users a smooth user experience and enhanced financial benefits. Network International introduces WeChat Pay on NGenius. UAE-based Network International has introduced WeChat Pay acceptance on its POS terminals across the United Arab Emirates. Dabble, primer to expand payment options and improve user experience. Australia-based social betting platform Dabble has partnered with unified payments infrastructure company Primer to expand payments and improve user experience. PCI Pal extends partnership with PCI Security Standards Council. PCI Pal has renewed its membership in the PCI Security Standards Council, PCISSC, as a principal participating organization to help drive the future of global payment security. MetaMask partners with Banxa to implement Apple's one-click service. Crypto wallet MetaMask has partnered with payment service provider and RegTech platform Banxa to implement Apple Pay's one-click service. Survey suggests industry divided on CBDCs. The majority of finance professionals do not support the launch of central banking digital currencies, CBDCs, according to recently published research. Indonesia and Singapore set to introduce QR code payments. The central banks of Singapore and Indonesia are planning to introduce the use of QR codes for cross-border payments between the two countries. Turkish fintech expands into Europe. Param, Turkey's biggest fintech, is entering the European market with the acquisition of leading C Buy Now, Pay Later, BNPL, provider Twisto. Minister orders review after Bank of Ireland IT glitch. Ireland's Minister for Finance has called for an investigation into the robustness of banking technology infrastructure after a technical glitch with Bank of Ireland's BOI mobile banking app enabled customers to seemingly withdraw free money. Card loyalty programs should no longer be dominated by credit cards. Loyalty reward programs have long been primarily the province of credit cards, but rewards for debit programs are emerging as a big opportunity for financial institutions to stand out in this competitive space. Kani partners with EarthChain for climate-conscious data. Reconciliation and reporting platform Kani Payments has announced a climate-conscious partnership with API-powered digital carbon marketplace EarthChain. Pinwheel and Plaid team up for direct deposit services. Pinwheel has partnered with Plaid for direct deposit services, adding to the list of solutions based on income products and fintech innovation. Recharge adds B2B service to enable gifting of prepaid products. Netherlands-based prepaid payments company Recharge has added a B2B service that seeks to enable corporate gifting of prepaid products. EasyPost and FedEx collaborate to offer discounted rates. EasyPost and FedEx have partnered to provide a FedEx platform account to all EasyPost users, including platform partners and shippers. Wirex partners with SumSub to support regulatory compliance. UK-based crypto payments platform Wirex has partnered with security and transaction monitoring solutions provider SumSub. Coinbase secures approval to bring federally regulated crypto to the US. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase has secured regulatory approval from the National Futures Association to offer access to eligible US customers to crypto futures. Adyen H1 results wipe 12 billion euros off market value. Shares in Adyen plunged by 28% on Thursday as the payments processor reported disappointing revenue growth and defended an expensive recruitment drive. This concludes our current edition of the Bay Pay Forum podcast. Remember that you can read the full text of each article in our news section on baypayforum.com. We hope to see you tomorrow.